Hi there. I'm Dan Newman of www.dnewman.org. What we're all about here is being truthful, sometimes painfully truthful, about things going on in the United States and around the world that we may not hear the truth about from normal news sources. Some of these audio podcasts you'll be hearing here will be from a bit back and tell a story from a very amazing and historical 2017. Think about that. America had just welcomed a new president who joined a Congress comprised of a Republican-controlled House and a Republican-controlled Senate. First time for that in a long time. In addition, we will often be discussing today issues, whichever that today may be. One thing for sure, you will hear real news researched by the staff at dnewman.org with vetted details. We reveal our sources as we know them. And if we can't verify sources and their information, you won't hear about it here. Today, we'll go back to January of 2017, and the title of today's story is Please Get It or Get Out. I am pretty certain liberals did not get the message sent by American voters in the 2016 election. That message? Americans are pretty much tired of business as usual in Washington, D.C., and are not going to take that anymore. Even though that message from voters was sent in demonstrative fashion, most liberals in the political process still maintain those actions that voters in November summarily rejected. Liberals still feel they know what's best for all Americans, and that to disagree with that or with their ideals is pure lunacy. And most Americans are stunned at the continued arrogance of the left. Let me restate the political philosophy most Americans embrace. They are beyond just being tired of the graft, corruption, self-serving attitude that permeates the D.C. political landscape. They're sick of it. They are tired of that environment sneaking into the state and local political process, and that it is taking over there too. Most Americans want it to stop. Americans want fairness for all in the legislation passed by elected officials, and demand that those elected officials make their decisions not based on politicians' wishes, but only on those wishes of their constituents. They want the end of the bombastic waste of public dollars and other assets, and the self-serving politics invented in D.C. and passed down to state houses and to local governments. They want government at every level in the U.S. to once again be of the people, by the people, and for the people. If you're a liberal, please pause for a moment and consider this. Since 2008, Democrats have lost about 1,000 seats in state houses. There are more Republican governors than ever. And with the exception of the West and East Coast major cities, more towns and cities have Republican mayors than ever. Republicans control the White House, the Senate, and the House of Representatives in D.C. It is laughable that the Democrat Party and its leaders, the minority leaders in the House and in the Senate, and those holdovers from the Obama administration, including the former president, who still occasionally grab a microphone, frantically lash out with such vitriol at all conservatives. And with the confirmation of Judge Neil Gorsuch to the vacant Supreme Court spot, to see within minutes of just his announcement of his nomination, prepared dossiers released attacking him, his record, and his positions, liberals have revealed their fear of conservatives. Has America really come to this? Does the substance of an appointed and then confirmed Supreme Court justice, the will of the American people expressed again and again by the mix of those elected at national, state, and local levels, mean so little to the political left that they march with total disregard for the opinions and the will of those who they swore to serve? And what is so unsettling is that the substance of their political lives obviously no longer direct their political actions. That now comes only from the hurt, anger, fear, and hatred for the very Americans they serve, simply because those Americans feel differently than they. While the liberal left argue among themselves about who in their ranks is or should be the voice of their movement, while they ignore the real problems in our nation, while they simply scream at every conservative, both in and out of government, just because of conservatism and not policies, while they continue to ignore what Americans need, want, and expect from those who govern, the wheels of the nation on the world stage continue to turn, and things are getting done by elected conservatives led by Donald Trump. I encourage all who agree with this to reach out to the politicians in your lives in peaceful, reasonable, yet firm ways to illustrate your concerns directly to them. Find the way that is most effective for you in your world, in your busy life, to reach out to them. But reach out to them. A phone call to their offices, a text, email, letter, and or face-to-face conversations when available, send the message that at the 30,000-foot level they understand Americans are sending, but hadn't gotten down to their ground level yet. We all respond to the loudest, most persistent voice in the room. For far too long, that voice has come from the liberal left. It needs to change. At every center of government in America, every American voice must now be heard and no longer just the liberal voice. Please spend some time this week to find the best way for you to do so, and then do so. Do it for all those who are unable to do the same. Please do it for your fellow Americans. Please do it for yourself, for your family. If conservatives continue to refuse to speak out in at least as loud a voice as the liberal lefties have, conservatives will not be heard. Speak out loudly. Speak out now. That's today's story. I'm Dan Newman from dnewman.org. Be sure to check out all our stories and information at www.dnewman.org. Thank you so much for joining us today. And please, join us again right here. Have a great day. So long, everybody. Your mind.